What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taryn here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Tim in Chicago, and it's about how to safely ramp up both training volume and intensity.
Hey, Taryn. Tim Shum, Chicago, Illinois, beginner triathlete. I'm 33 now. I have a cross-country and track background from middle school and high school, but obviously it's been a number of years before I've been training again. I just jumped on the bike about 3 months ago, just hopped in the pool 3 months ago and began running again. My question is, for someone that wants to complete a Olympic and sprint triathlon next year, what's the best way to slowly build up training volume to avoid injury, but also not to get too antsy to kind of ramp up that volume too quickly to make sure that my body adapts to it and I'm doing the training ramp up appropriately. Thanks a ton for the response to the question, and keep doing what you're doing.
Tim, thank you very much for your question. I'll give you some very easy rules of thumb to apply, and I'm actually creating this based off of I'll tease it a little bit here. I am actually coming up with a coaching platform, and I've had to think, okay, how do I scale people through increasing intensity and increasing distance in a safe and manageable way? And I've looked at it from two standpoints, that there are essentially three types of workouts. Number one, recovery. We're not really going to think about a recovery workout because we don't increase a recovery workout. There is an endurance building workout. And to build endurance, these are typically your long rides, your long runs on the weekend, your long swims. And to increase these, you're not really looking at increasing intensity in these very often, but you are looking to increase the duration, the length of them. And rule of thumb is that every week you increase it by 10%. So let's use some easy numbers, and you're starting with a 10K run. Well, the next week you do an 11K run. The week after is typically a rest week because most people go 2 weeks on, 1 week off. You go back down to somewhere around 50 to 70%. So you might do a 7K run. Then the week after, you go 10% more than that 11K run. So we're looking at a little over 12. 10% more than that, we're then looking at around 13.4. Go back down. So that's how you increase time. Oh, all these dogs around here shaking their collars. So that's how you increase time. And then increasing intensity, I look at those as your weekday workouts. And typically, triathletes are very strapped for time. And to increase intensity and duration during the week, during those intense interval sessions, just isn't going to happen. Going from a half hour to a 45 minute to then a 60 minute to then a 75 minute workout during the week, and building up during the week while you have a real serious lack of time, is very tough. So what I've looked at creating this coaching platform is more along the lines of, if people have 45 minutes or less, how do you increase the intensity and the workout benefit during that? And how you do that is by increasing the duration of the intervals that you're doing. So let's say during a workout, you start off by doing 10 minutes that are going 10 seconds really hard, 50 seconds recovery, 10 times. What you can do to build up the next week and a couple weeks after is change that to 15 seconds long with that intense period, 45 seconds recovery. And then you can gradually build up to 20 seconds long for that interval and 40 seconds recovery. So you're not actually making the workout any longer, but you are increasing the intensity by increasing the duration of that interval and decreasing the rest. So that's about how you can do it. And you can do it even just going one way or the other. Let's say you are doing a 3 minute hard repeat and a 3-minute rest. Well, the next week, maybe you do just a 2-minute rest, but still keep with the 3-minute interval. So think about that as far as a good way to increase the intensity while not necessarily increasing the duration, which becomes very tough to manage for a lot of people. So I hope that this helps you out, Tim. I hope it helps out all other trainiacs out there. Tease about my new coaching platform. And if anyone wants to submit a question here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee ask, record it there. And while you're there, if you click top left on that website on free resources, you will love the over a half a dozen free downloadable goodies to help your triathlon training. Finally, if you're digging these Trainee Ask podcasts, the best thank you can give us is giving us a review on iTunes. It helps future and aspiring trainiacs find us there by working the iTunes magic. Thank you, Tim. I'll catch everyone in the next episode.